7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
What? 8:63 p.m.? I don't think that's the correct time, because we all know what time it is. It's 19:30 UTC. And of course, that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello. Hello, once again, it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am not Hello Kitty. I am merely the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. An office which imparts upon me the duty to pour some tea and then drink it. Because I like tea. And what kind of tea are we drinking? Well, I'm finishing up what we were drinking yesterday. Do you remember what we were drinking yesterday? Oh, it's so good. Oh, yes. It's Dahong Pao. I'm drinking Dahong Pao. And I'm going to probably keep on drinking Dahong Pao all damn day. Because it's good. It's a little bit cool outside. I woke up, I was a little chilly. I said, I better get some hot tea. And so I did. And, I think it's going to be Dahong Pao day all day today. In fact, I think I need to drink some more because I love it so much. All day. Dahong Pao all day. Oh, it's ridiculous. Everybody should be drinking Dahong Pao. If you're not drinking Dahong Pao, you need to consider your lifestyle. Oh, yeah. Ready to rock. My teapot's howling, and somebody else is howling. I heard some meow, meow out here. I wonder what's happening just outside this door. I can hear a little bit of something. I wonder what it is. Who's this? Hello? What are you doing? Yeah, see, when you hold the microphone in front of the cat says, no, I'm not gonna do any meows. So now we have to follow Pippa upstairs. And brr, I heard that. I heard you say brr. She said brr. And now I'm walking into the kitchen through this door, but the cat's walking around to come through the kitchen the other door. Hi, baby. What does a kitty want? Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's happening. All right. Now we're just going to stand here until you yang. Look, that's not a yang. That was a mewp. We're going to be here all day. Do you want some kitty water? Do kitties want the kitty water? Yeah, maybe we'll pour the water, because I don't feel like standing here all day. So we grab the water jug. We hold it over here by the cup. Hey, look at the damn water. Look at the water. Oh, it's so good. Look at it. Oh, you better drink some. Oh, it's yum. Oh, my goodness. That's such good kitty water. Okay. The cat is drinking. So, I'm going to sneak away. And I'm already having some sinus issues. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, it's going to be sinus day. I hope you're prepared. Oh, look, and who followed me down here, I wonder? It's a fluffy, fluffy person. Hi.
You done drinking your yummy kitty water?
Yes, you are. All right, now, these fine cats, they had a plan. They wanted to meet the boys in the band.
Come on, dudes.
Let's get it on. Me and you can proceed to tear that hotel down.
You want to tear down the hotel, Pippa?
Or do you want to get in the kitty business pit? Here, get in the kitty business pit. All right, so I'm putting... Yeah, there, get in there. I'm putting my blanket over my legs so my cat can now sit in here. So now we gotta wait. Obviously, we were gonna do some musical kind of things, but now we have to wait for my cat to get bored of my attention. And whoa, my goodness, look what is on TV. Oh, it's my invincible sword goddess, Zhang Ziyi. Oh, punch it in.
狐狸还有徒弟，是，我徒弟的老太高，走。呀，哼，呀。Yes, let's fight.
Oh yeah, oh my invincible sword goddess, she has stolen Green Destiny, and she's got it right now, and now she has to fight Xiao Yun Fat, from whom she stole Green Destiny. Oh, look at her do those cute little flips and jumping around. Yeah, sword fight. Oh, right in the head. That has to hurt. Nope, time to escape. Right, so I guess that's what I'm doing today. Just gonna hang out, try to stay off my leg, and watch Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Yay. Although, I do have a football game coming. Peppa, when is the game? When is the game? I've got some football I need to watch, and so now we need to figure out when that is. I thought that was going to be... Oh, yeah, okay, here we go. Oh, no problem. Not for another hour and 21 minutes. So we're in the clear, dingus. We can even eat lunch before the game starts. Won't that be delicious? Yes, we can eat kitty lunch. Okay, well, so now what do we do? Oh, no. Oh, my God, no. We've got another problem. Guess what else is on TV? Sense and Sensibility. The Emma Thompson one. You know, the one with Severus Snape and Hugh Grant and all those other people from Harry Potter, because you can't make any movies in England without using all the Harry Potter people, because Harry Potter is the culture of England.
Oh, if even were he to feel such a preference, I think we should be foolish to assume that there would not be many obstacles to his marrying a woman of no rank, cannot afford to buy sugar.
But Eleanor, your heart must tell you.
In such a situation, Mama, it is perhaps better to use one's head.
Oh, snap! Talking back to your mother that way. That's rude.
Can't be good for me.
Oh, it's perfectly fine.
Stop complaining.
You know what? I love the sheep in the background, but that doesn't mean that we actually need to, you know, watch any of this. Good Lord. Oh, thanks, digital media.
Are you tired of flat, boring hairstyles? Do you go through a can of hairspray trying to get that full volumized look? Then bump it up with Bump Its and get that salon-style look fast and easy. Bump Its are the incredible self-stripping hair accessory that give you perfect style and volume every time. Go from flat to fabulous instantly. Imagine being able to create today's hottest hairstyles in seconds. And they're so easy to use. Anyone can be a stylist. Simply part your hair at the crown, give a little tease, insert Bump Its. fluff it up, and you're ready to go. Just look at the difference. Amazing! Go sexy, elegant, casual, sassy, flirty, and fabulous. With Bumpets, you'll feel confident and beautiful every day. Styling hair can take forever and it just falls flat. Bump it up and your style lasts all day long. Bumpets are incredibly comfortable, stay completely concealed, and are super secure so they won't fall out. Wear Bumpets anywhere, every day. They're the easiest, most versatile hair accessory you've ever worn. One trip to the salon can cost over $100, so why not pick up your Bumpets today and get that salon look every day? You'll also get the small Bumpets. It's great to bump your bangs or bump a ponytail. And the large Bumpets, perfect for those special occasions or when you want a little extra high volume. Plus, the easy-to-follow style guide and this professional teasing comb. Choose from blonde, light brown, or dark brown black. Bump it up with Bumpets. Remember to pick up your Bumpets today.
Oh, I will remember to pick up my Bumpets today. Okay, the cat has gotten off my lap. She's now sitting behind me here. And what does it all mean, Tobe? What are we doing? Yeah, I don't know. I probably should get some of this stuff ready. Do we have any soundages? There we go. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah, it sounds all pretty synthy and everything, but we're not doing synth stuff today. No, we're not, even though we've got this. Oh, what a beautiful tone that was. How very sine wavy. I just remembered something. I'm hungry for bagels. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, how do you remember that you are hungry for a bit? Well, you got to understand, last night, what was I even doing? I was watching something slightly odd. I don't remember exactly what it was. You know, some weird video on YouTube. And then there was like a suggestion of hey, you want to see these guys working in a bakery? And I was like, yeah, I do. I want to see lots of dough. I want to see a lot of dough. And so I watched this thing. It was a half an hour long video about some bakery in New York, and they made lots of dough. What did they do with the dough? They made bread. But the thing that fascinated me was the bagel machine, the thing that rolled the bagels. I was like, wow. Because, you know, they just put giant, you know, 3,000 kilo lumps of dough into one end of a machine. And the next thing you know, there's just these bagels flying out. And I'm like, damn. This is making me hungry for bagels. And I'm not asking for much. I just want like a pumpernickel bagel with some butter. But we're not here to do butter. We're here to do bass. Now, where are we with that sine wave business? Hey, remember yesterday when I got this thing? This thing? Can you hear it? Yay, we have a thing. And now we need some bass for the thing. And since this is all so very sine wavy, that's what I wanted this for. Yeah. It's kind of weird. Not very interesting. But now let's see if we can... Oh, is this going to be long enough? Is this cable long enough? Is this going to work? To mic and so hard to record. hope that didn't sound like a bunch of sine wave mud. I hope not. But anyway, this thing is kind of difficult to record because you get these standing waves, you get these spikes that are just crazy. So crazy, but it doesn't matter because it's so fun. Anyway, let's play some more. One man gamelan. With my timpani mallets, but does this sound... Oh, it's getting hurt. Has the cat been chewing on my timpani mallets again? Wait, we can still go with this. Oh, I ran out of notes. I ran out of notes for the national anthem. I feel terrible. I feel unpatriotic. Oh no, now we're doing E.T. I mean, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. It's 3 o'clock. But it's not really 3 o'clock. What it is, it's time to find some more bass. Kind of weak. What if we go down an octave? Whoa! Oh! So bass. It's so bassy! Turn it down a little bit. That's too much. That's going to start an earthquake. We need to remember what happened to Nikola Tesla and his earthquake machine. All right, so what are we going to do for more bass? Not that one. Too low. Too high. That's the problem with bass. Oh, that has possibilities. Okay. What? Where'd it go? It It's got to stay on. The hold pedal is holding. Why isn't this thing... Okay, well, I like that sound, but it doesn't sustain. Blorp, blorp, blorp. Okay, maybe. Let's try it out. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. I can imagine there's a lot of people listening to this saying, I don't hear any bass. All I heard was brown, and then there was nothing. But yeah, but after the brown, there was lots of really low, 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 low bass. It's so bassy that you probably can't hear it. It was below your personal bass threshold. Your personal bass threshold is set by the size of the speakers that you're listening to this through. So if you're listening on little tiny... you know, laptop speakers, yeah, you got no bass. If you're listening on regular computer speakers, you've heard, like, the speaker cones move, but you're like, is that a tone? Is there some bass? But if you're listening on good headphones or a massive sound system, then you heard the bass, and it is just almost overwhelming. So, let's see what else we got. What the hell is that supposed to be? And that reminds me of something else I was going to tell you, but now I can't remember what it was. It was something I was going to do with... Oh, yeah. Well, it's too late to do it today. Oh, very bassy. So we got some stuff to do tomorrow. That'll be fun. Actually, what I need to do is I need to actually just program a bass line. Instead of just using arpeggiators, I need to find some memory locations and make a bass line so that I can go from this chord to this chord. And just go back and forth. And then once I have that cool bass line, then I can put in some cool drums. And then I'm sitting here playing an analog instrument along with synthesizers. What in the hell is the point of this? See, if you're a guy like me and you play a lot of art gallery noodle gigs, you don't want to take both of the genres or both of the disciplines. You either do it analog, meaning mechanical, acousto-mechanical, mechanico-acoustic. We're going to go with mechanico-acoustic. Like this. Or you go electronic. You don't do both. You don't do both. It's too much of a pain in the ass to get together. So, yeah. All right, today I'm absolutely positively going to the music store to get some more mallets. Gotta get some softer mallets. Do I want to drive during the bad time? I really don't. How late are they open? Oh, I don't know. I gotta look it up. I don't know. And I was thinking about making my own beaters, my own mallets, because I realized, you know, I've got some rubber balls, but I don't know if I could get dowels in them. Then I thought, oh, I don't need to, because I've got shrink tubing. All I need to do is find some dowels, put something soft on the tip, and then wrap them with string or do whatever, and then shrink tube them, and boom, mallets. So why am I not working on that right now? Oh, well, because we're still doing dubious goals committee. And I want to be Gamelon Boy. Gamelon Boy! One man Gamelon. One man Gamelon. So, if you need a Gamelon, but you're not, you know, where Froggy Me lives, or if you're not in Indonesia, call me. I'll be your one-man gamelan. Because obviously I'm awesome. With bass. Wait, hold. Why is my hold button? Why is it not holding? No, oh, there we go. And my bass went away. Oh, my bass went away. And that's okay if my bass went away, because the show is over. You've been listening to The Dubious. What the hell is Tobe doing? Just playing with toys, and we got to listen to it for a half an hour. Yeah, but you love it because I'm Gamelon Boy. At 19:30 UTC every single day, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm going to make some mallets and continue to play with my toys.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Tracks that intrigue.